Those black things aren't moving, Tony said. He was still peering into the microscope. No. Tony finally raised his head. His eyes had a dazed, slightly awed look. Could it be like DNA? Kurt's mask bobbed slightly on his face as he smiled. This is a great scope, Sarge, but we couldn't see DNA with it. Now, if you wanted to go up to Horlick's with me after midnight and pull a bag job, they got this really beautiful electron microscope in the Evelyn Silver Physics Building. I've never been driven, except by a little old lady on her way to church and her weekly. What's the white stuff? Tony asked. The stuff the black threads are floating in. Nutrient, maybe. But you don't know. Of course I don't know. The black threads, the white goo, why the leaves are melting, what that smell is. We don't know dick about any of those things. No. Tony gave him a level look. We're crazy to be fucking with this, aren't we? No, Kurt said. Curiosity killed the cat. Satisfaction made him fat. You want to squeeze in and take a peek, Sandy? You took photos, right? I did if this thing worked the way it's supposed to. Then I'll take a pass. Okay, let's move on to the main event, Kurt said. Maybe we'll actually find something. The goblet of leaves went back into the evidence bag, and the evidence bag went back into a file cabinet in the corner. That battered green cabinet would become quite the repository of the weird and strange over the next two decades. In another corner of the closet was an orange Eskimo cooler. Inside, under two of those blue chemical ice packets people sometimes take on camping trips, was a green garbage bag. Tony lifted it out, and then waited while Kurt finished getting ready. Didn't take long. The only real delay was finding an extension cord so they could plug in both of the tensor lamps without disturbing the microscope or the attached still camera. Sandy went to get a cord from the cabinet of the odds and ends at the far end of the hall. While he was doing that, Kurt placed his borrowed microscope on a nearby shelf. Of course, in those close quarters, everything was nearby. And set up an easel on the desktop. On this, he mounted a square of tan corkboard. Beneath it, he placed a small metal trough of the sort found on the more elaborate barbecue setups, where they are used to catch drippings. Off to one side, he put a jar top filled with pushpins.